Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to the Featured MMA Podcast. I'm your host, Jack.
And I'm Rick.
And today we are talking about recovery of an MMO junkie, which was Rick's choice slash random choice.
Probably it was an accidental choice, but I'm not mad about it.
Yeah, there you go. But before that, we were talking about exercising, work, life, random memes, me being just weird in general, about my everyday life, how I'm weird, and a variety of other things, as well as, you know, I asked a few questions about to a couple of live viewers that we have with us. And if you want to catch a part of that wider conversation, patreon.com/featuredanimepodcast, $1 a month will get you access to that bonus content and more. And now on to the meat and potatoes. Recovery of an MMO Junkie aired October 2017 through December 2017. A couple of producers for it are Comico, Dax Productions, Flying Dog, Sony, studio for it is Signal MD. Its source is a web manga, and the genres for it are comedy and romance. And it's only 10 episodes plus one special. And what's really interesting too, Rick, in case you didn't notice this, the email for what's his face? Sakurai?
Yeah.
It's a comico.jp email, right? And it's all, okay. Which is one of the producers for it, Comico.
Oh, nice.
So I thought that was a nice little tie-in. I like that little pizzazz, that little piece of detail that was right there, you know?
It was rather nice, I think.
Yeah. Honestly, recovery of an MMO junkie isn't at least true to it, in that there is no like recovery for an MMO junkie through the whole thing. It's like they just keep feeding the addiction all the way through. So I don't know how it's recovery. The other name that it's actually, you'll see, and you'll see it on the halfway point cards, is a recommendation of The Wonderful Virtual Life, which I feel to be
a much better title,
a far better title than what we got, because
maybe not as catchy, but it far more accurate,
very accurate. So when I saw that, I was really confused, because I was like, is the name recovery of an MMO junkie, or is it recommendation of The Wonderful Virtual Life? Because all our primary character talks about, Moriko, is how great it is to be in the virtual world, how it soothes her, how she is, you know, an elite neat, as she likes to claim herself to be, because she quit her job, she resigned, and just became a shut-in. She became a neat. She ventures out, and the whole interactions for her, how she is, and the progression for her is great. And it's not like you're never given information about her or the other main character, Yuta Sakurai, and their kind of their story. And they're both kind of like the main characters for this.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll give you that. They're interchangeable. And I thought it was kind of cute how everything kind of ended up being related to each other, you know?
Yeah. And so, like, the story starts off with Moriko just basically coming home from work, having quit her job, starting off her neat life the next day, trying to log into a game she hadn't logged into in a long time, finding out that the servers had been disbanded. And the character that she had on that game, and the character that she always interacted with someone else, she had a lot of fond memories with, she felt very connected with, and she's like, I hope I meet someone like that again. And so this new game that they are in Fruits de Mer, she decides to gender swap. So instead of her playing a female character, she plays a male character, and she portrays herself as a male character. She portrays herself as a, well, she doesn't exactly portray herself as a college student per se. She just lets people run wild with their assumptions of it. She does. She never corrects them. She just says, yeah, I'm totally thinking about looking for a job too. And that's it. And they take that word, take that assumption, and run with that. She's a high school student. She's like 21, fresh out of college, because the person she was talking to said they're 21. They're going to start looking for a job. And that's what they were going to do. And she's like, yeah, I think it's going to be great.
Yeah. I don't necessarily think it was anything bad per se, but it definitely wasn't something that is, it wasn't nice. Cause you let the assumption run. You know what I mean?
You know, at the same time, right? And they do touch on this. And this is one of the things that I liked about this show is they touch on it. It's like, it's your online persona. It's your online life. And it's understandable. You know, you don't have to share real world things. And people are very guarded, very protective about it. It's rightfully so. I
100%.
Mean,
yeah.
You know, it's the way life is. And especially if they're going on to an RPG game, they will want to role play as that individual as much as humanly possible. And sometimes people take on that persona of the individual in the game while they're playing the game. And they do kind of
wrong with that.
Yeah. And they do touch on that. They do talk about it. And I like that they don't shy away from it. They're like, no, this is totally normal.
Yeah. I was a huge fan of the fact that they weren't like, it wasn't weirded out, if that makes any sense.
Yeah.
Like the way things were, it was simply just part of the game and you either accepted it or you didn't, but it wasn't really your choice. And I thought it was hilarious that one of the main characters, well, not one of the side characters, ended up being like the biggest perpetrator of gender swapping. The dude comes across as uber manly and all that stuff, right? And he ends up choosing this character.
I know what you're talking about. Yeah. So you have Kawhi who chooses to portray a female character, and the female character is like super buff and ripped, but has the face of him. It's very, very manly and masculine face, which was hilarious. And he honestly is, even though he's only a supporting character, he is great throughout the whole thing because he has fun. He knows how to have fun. He's consistent throughout the whole thing. And he is.
Yeah. I mean, I would argue personally that he'd be, you know how people have like best girl and best boy and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I would argue that he qualifies so, so much for the best boy position because I don't know of anybody who fought as hard as he did for the relationship that they have.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. No.
Like, even and up to the point of at a certain time making it look like he was trying to steal our main guy's girl.
Oh, yeah.
Just to get him to talk to her.
Well, not just to get him to talk to her, but to actually get them to go out on a date together. Because so Moriko ends up getting hit in the face by Yuta Sakurai. And he's like, hey, you know, let me take you out to dinner. And she tells him no, in so many words. And he's like, all right. So, Kawhi, being the kind of guy that he is like, it's like, Yuta, bro, you're basically stalking her. You're going to everywhere you know that she could possibly be, right? Just to try and talk to her, just to try and have a glimpse at her, to try and ask her out, and
basically stalking her,
right? And Kawhi just like happens to go there, and he's very persistent, very persuasive, and it's like, yo, you should totally do this, and then give me your details, give me your contact information. You should totally enter it into my phone for me. Just enter it into my phone for me and just toys with Yuta like that, sets up a whole day and everything like that. And Moriko, her progression is she hasn't stepped outside or gone outside in really other than to get food. So her hair's a mess. Her, you know, she's got bags under her eyes because she games all the time, doesn't really do anything or anything like that. So she's like living the neat lifestyle to a T.
I'm just curious, do you happen to know what neat stands for? I haven't looked it up, and I've heard the name thrown around, especially in No Game, No Life, but I have no reference to what it actually means.
Like the not in education, employment, or training.
Serious?
Yeah.
I'm honestly shocked that it has such a deep meaning. Like, I thought it was just like a throwaway.
No, I mean, like, literally, that's what it is. It's like, you're not in education, you're not in employment, you're not in any kind of training. You are literally a shut-in.
Kind of like it. I couldn't be that, but I'm not going to lie. I kind of like it a lot, actually. Probably more than I should. I wish there was something that I could say that I did part of. You know what I mean? I'm not a neat, but that'd be awesome if I was.
You could be. You could be.
Just takes determination, effort.
Yeah, you never know.
One day.
Someday.
One day, Jack.
Someday, Rick. You'll be a someday, real boy.
Someday, my prince will come. Yeah, that sounds kind of cool. So, do you know if there's like anything real about that, where people are like, yeah, this is totally what I am, this is what I do, this is who I am, kind of thing?
What? Like, what do you mean?
People
like...
actually identify as neats.
Yeah, I'm almost positive people do identify as a neat, man. Like I would assume wholeheartedly that people would identify as a neat. Because why not? Right? Why not identify as that? If you are proud of it, loud and proud, why not?
Oh, 100% if it was feasible.
I mean, like, for
how much
for
money
her,
would you have to save?
Well, for her, she had a lot of money saved. She had more than enough saved, which is, and she made that comment a couple of times too, where she was like, this is going to cut into my savings a little bit, but that's all right. Which means eventually she does eventually have to go back to work. She will eventually have to return to work.
Yep. She was a professional neat, which begs the question that maybe she ended up saving a boatload of money on the off chance, you know, but with that thought process, how much money would it take, do you think, to be a neat?
I don't know.
Rent, computer, electricity?
I don't know.
Food? At least 8 months worth, right?
I don't know. I refuse to have this conversation. I refuse. I refuse because I know how deep it could go. I refuse. I refuse.
That's fair. I will hyper-focus on it, and I'll get a number in my head, and then I'll be like, hey, Jack, guess what I am? I'm a neat.
Neat,
but my wife will never. We are the knights who say neat. Oh dear Lord! I wonder how many people are going to get that reference.
I hope a lot. all right. So aside from the fact that she is an elite neat because she chose that lifestyle herself after accumulating enough money for it. Honestly, I mean, like, at some point she will have to eventually get a job. I mean, like, the savings can't last forever. And it's not like she is not an intelligent individual, right? And there's even discussions and talk about her and her job and how she was in as a worker. She was very competent in her field. She was very good. There was like manuals written by her that she was like basically a killer worker. And part of the problem was the company, the culture, and her superiors. Right. So,
yeah, like they were very similar to, I want to say, what you were going through, where they wouldn't hire someone or enough people so that you could train someone to get out, essentially.
Yeah. And which kind of just like burned her out. Made her go to a point to where she was like, yeah, you know what? This is how it is. And
yeah, it's sad that companies will end up burning good employees for no real gain, in my opinion.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing, right? And that's one of the things that they touch on too, is Sakurai says, you know, it's like, you know, it's a shame that this happened. And Kawhi was even talking about it, talked about the work environment that they had before. And he even remembers that because she would work till like 1, 2, 3 o'clock in the morning, work all hours of the day or sometimes for days on end, days straight, and just get used and abused. And she finally hit her breaking point where she just resigned. She was like, enough is enough.
Yeah, you can't do it without me. Well, now you're going to have to.
Yeah.
Kind of situation. And that makes perfect sense. You know,
what's also really great is kind of about the show is kind of the testament as to how culture or the gaming culture, the MMO culture has really permeated into modern day life, right? Like you have the when she goes to the store, right? And the clerk.
I see what you mean. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like he sees her comes in and he finally has a chance to strike up a conversation and they talk for a few minutes on it. And it's honestly, it's like, yeah, you know what? We as gamers, in the most part, sometimes we'll be like, hey, you know, you like that game? I like that game. We should be best friends. We should totally game together just because.
Only to find out that you already do.
Right? Yeah. Which is what happens in this show. But
yeah, you just happen to be, you know, a mile and a half apart from everyone in your guild.
Yeah. Just all about. Right, so yeah.
I got a problem. I want your opinion. I want to know if I missed something. Okay. Do you remember in the opening sequence?
I do.
It shows all the characters they're going to introduce, right?
Yes.
Okay.
They even show one of the characters like at the, like as if they were at the door for Mordica.
That's the one.
Yeah.
That's the one I'm referring to. The little blonde girl with the pink bag thing. Was she a character?
Yeah.
Did we know who she was outside of the opening sequence?
Yes.
Who was she?
She was, what's her name? Lilac? White hair, ears.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. Didn't expect that. Hmm. Okay. No, it kept bugging me because I was watching it and I'm like, I have no idea why I should care about this person. And I didn't have a good reason why I should or shouldn't. And I was like, oh, I guess, you know what? I know someone who will know. And you did.
Oh, why, thank you.
So that makes me happy.
Good. Good, 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 good.
So, yeah, okay. So apparently they did show everybody. I just was not of sound mind or judgment to recollect.
The other thing that's pretty cool that they touch on just slightly is one of the other characters for it. What's his name? The big guy. Papago?
Okay. I was going to say, I'm horrible with names. I don't ever remember seeing
Pocotaro. That's it.
Pocotaro, yes.
Right. They touch on him, one, having a ridiculously long commute.
Yeah.
Upwards of like 3 hours, I think it was, which
yeah,
I
don't know
why you would want to commute every day for 3 hours. But
it's the convenience.
That's neither here nor there. The other is that it's a shared character profile between a husband and wife.
Well, if memory serves, it wasn't an always shared account. Like something happened where it was.
Well, they have. Like, oh my they God, have
you're in that one.
Well, no, it's what he says is, I wish you wouldn't use your husband. They have separate accounts, right? But which means that they know both of them. But
yes.
you could tell that they just been mainly focusing on the one account because the guild leader Kanbei says, I wish you wouldn't use your husband's account because it really freaks me out when you talk like that.
Yeah. Well, see, I assumed that the wife was using the husband's account only for convenience at that point in time, not that they shared the main.
Well, I mean, like, you could tell that they invest money into it. You could tell that they...
Oh, big time.
Yeah.
Big time. Everyone does.
If you're investing money into it, why not share the main account for it? So that way you're able to get the full effect of it, right? That way you could get the full benefits of it.
Monty.
Yeah.
I mean, that makes sense. I can see why you'd want to do something like that. I don't know. It didn't occur to me that they not only shared that main account, but like it was a regular thing.
Yeah. Yeah. At least in terms of the comments that were made, they made it feel like it was a regular thing.
I can see that. Yeah, I can definitely see that. Now I got a question. What are the odds outside of anime that you like a person's personality so much that without really understanding what you're doing or making the attempt, you seem to be drawn towards a certain person or character type to the point you actually met someone and made very good friendships with them over two separate unconnected games?
Well, the chances of that happening are so small, it's ridiculous, but, you know, at the same time.
I mean, it is an anime, and yeah, no, I see where you're coming from. The reason why I ask that, obviously a trap question, but the reason I ask that one in particular is, imagine how small the game has to be, like how centered to, I lost it.
You lost your trap question. Is that it?
How small the demographic for this type of MMO to be that everyone who's interested in it would be in the same city?
Well, it's not that there's such a small demographic for it. There's a small, it's just meant to kind of like amplify the sheer coincidence of it, right? The sheer odds, the number of things that actually have to play into effect, the number of things that have to actually happen for it all to coincide, for all to align like that, is just ridiculous, right? The total coverage of it is just ridiculous at that point, you know?
Yeah, that makes sense.
So, like, they even talk about, oh, what server are you on? Because there are multiple servers for it, and they just both happen to be on the same server, and they did just
that's
both.
That's true, they did.
It's all happenstance, you know?
That makes sense. Like, there's a game that a friend of mine and I play quite religiously, and he's on a different server than I am, but we still compete because we see each other face-to-face, right? And, I usually win because I'm detail oriented or I hyper focus on certain aspects of the game. However, there are other times when that bites me in the butt. So I don't like those games. And I have yet to meet two people who are like, oh, yeah, no, I remember you from there. Because my username is the same everywhere. Probably not the best idea to go, but I know that if my username is taken, it's because I took it. It's that unique, you know?
Vaguely.
Like, there was a game I used to play called Silent Murder. It was a text-based game. You're basically sitting in a chat room if you want to kill someone.
You have to understand something. There's a very big difference between what you're looking for and what they're looking for. Would you like to know what that is?
Are they looking for camaraderie?
No, you're looking for a reality in a fictional show. They're just trying to look for... in general fiction in a fiction show. So there you go.
They're looking for love in all the wrong places.
You're looking for love in all the wrong places, but that's neither here nor there, sir. Neither here nor there.
That's true. All that's right? Very true. Now, I do have a weird question.
I might have an answer.
I hope so. I genuinely hope so, because it doesn't bother me, but it does bug me. Does that make sense?
Vaguely.
So assuming, and this is just me assuming, our two main characters will end up together in a relationship, right?
Did you watch the last episode?
The last episode, yeah. Okay. They weren't in a relationship at the end. They're like, we'll be great friends or something like that. No? I mean, is that what you got?
CJ in our chat says, uh-oh, Rick, your synopsis is showing.
No. In the last episode, she is showering in his place, but she won't let him see the underwear or her underwear.
I'm sorry. Right. I like totally, totally new relationship style stuff going on there.
You don't know that they're in a relationship. Oh, okay. Yeah, and then he runs out to walk her home in the previous episode. And while I watch him, like, he made the right choice there. She was still like, I hope we can still game together.
Yeah, I believe that was episode
9.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And there was episode 10, which mm-hmm. I watched. It didn't really show anything extra other than her going to his house and seeing the character on the screen going, wow, this is what Lily actually looks like and all that stuff. And then him trying to envision what he should tell her because she wasn't feeling the best or something like that. And right. like I didn't see relationship status there. They weren't really going out yet and they weren't living together, obviously. Mm-hmm. The only reason that she had clothes that needed to be washed is because they got wet outside. Mm-hmm. And there was a confession made, yes, but there was no real answer given.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they totally didn't like hold hands or the progression of that relationship at all.
No, they held hands. They held hands.
Yeah. Yeah, totally. I mean, like you and I totally just when we were walking down the street. You know, and after
I held your hand walking down the street.
Yeah, but we're just
friends. We in a relationship?
Yeah.
Is that what's 100%. Going on here?
Well, you know what? There is that tension between us, sir. I mean, like you do look at me with fiery passion in your eyes.
I'm like, I'm gonna MMO you so hard.
No, but you can tell from how the story is, from the progression of it, how they're talking, how they interact with each other. And
I agree. It should
episode 10 shows that they are ending up together because they are going on a date. Like you that and I mean don't go on dates. They specifically
well, I mean, we do go to the according to the genre that we just watched, a movie, dinner, and I think that was the only requirement that's just movie and dinner. We've done that. Granted, not as a date, but still.
Well, I think they said a couple other things too. Like it was like movie dinner and blah 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 blah. But also, I mean, considering you woke up and watched the OVA a couple of times too, right? Because fair. I did say there is also an OVA.
Yep.
Right? I don't know about you, but hanging out together, being as close as in proximity to each other, gaming with each other, sharing their secrets and fondness for each other, staring up at the moonlight together in previous episodes, not together physically, but through the game console. Mm-hmm. And then the constant feelings of them being wanting for each other and him like telling her how he feels and her reciprocating the said feelings. You know, I mean, like, I don't know if they'll ever truly understand that, you know, he has feelings for her and that she has feelings for him and that they are actually ending up together. I mean,
friend zone.
I don't know.
Friend zone.
I don't know. Maybe. I don't know.
And as far as the OVA is concerned, the reason it looks so weird to me is because all four characters that the main characters, all three characters that the main characters play show up and communicate with one another. And I was like, who's playing these other main characters and how are they in real?
It was a dream world. It was a dream world.
Exactly. A dream world where they got together, where they were boyfriend, girlfriend, where they were doing stuff. Dream world.
Well, that was the second part.
Just saying.
Obviously, if they're all in the video game, in the dream world, that's one thing. You can't say the whole entire first half and the previous 10 episodes were all in the dream world. That's quite the stretch, sir.
True. But I mean, there are some grounds there, right?
Some grounds for what?
For me being correct.
About the whole thing being a dream world?
Well, no, about them not actually being together at the end of the thing. They're moving towards that, but not quite there yet.
No, man, if you want to roll with that, that's up to you. How about that?
Convince me that it's otherwise.
Did you watch the series?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Am I falling asleep?
Are you sure? I don't know. Maybe we should consult the time traveling granddaughters. Hang on one second, sir.
All right. Yes, yes. Our time traveling granddaughter, CJ. You. How are you doing?
I mean, like CJ said, Rick, your synopsis is showing. So,
oh, I heard him. I can't say I heard. I read it.
There you go.
I read it just like you did. Oh, goodness.
No, But like I said, you know, it's that's the thing, right? That's the if you want to interpret the ending in that particular way, that's entirely up to you. And that's why I said it is up if you want to. It doesn't matter. I could present you with more evidence, but if you feel to your core that that's not enough, then it doesn't matter.
That's true. That is 100% true. I have to be the one that accepts the evidence you are providing before I'll believe it.
Exactly.
That being said,
that's why I said I will let you deal or take with however you will or anything like that. You know how you want it. Like if you don't want to take it that they're in a relationship, that is 100% up to you.
Fair. Das ist fair. That's very fair. And I agree for the most part. But I season two, I would be surprised if they weren't together, but we don't have a season two yet.
Assuming it's ever going to come.
I will stand by what I say, and I hope to God we get a no game, no life before we get a season two of this. Just saying.
All right, well, you know, whatever. That's cool. I'm not gonna argue with that. I'm not going to argue with that.
I hate to say it. There's really not much more I can talk about.
Well, sir, there's plenty more I could talk about, you know. I'll say this, one of the things, not plenty more, but I will say this, this show was very well done and, you know,
yeah, it was cute.
My wife watched it with me. I actually was almost completely done with it, And I was like, you know what? I'll start over. We should totally check this out together. We should totally watch this together. And she said, yeah. So
it's right up her alley. It's a good one.
On Tuesday night. The day before we were originally supposed to record, I rewatched the first half of it and then the entire second half with her in one sitting.
Jeez. I'd make a joke about you not having a life, but I know you do.
Yeah. everyone at work, you know, I'll talk about that in the post show.
The post.
Talk about that in the post. All right. So anyways, I agree with you now. I feel like this is a great spot for us to leave off with a rating. So on a scale of up to 10, sir, how would you rate this?
I would rate this a solid 7. Yeah, solid 7. Mainly because of how everything was. Like you said, it's got really good animation. Not necessarily my style of animation that I would prefer, but I liked how everything went. I liked how consistent everybody was with the voice changing of when they were playing as the character versus as themselves. And I thought it was quite ingenious how they were able to, if you start thinking about how somebody would react as their character would react, you transition to the character's voice. So it gave a kind of separation to the actions and it made the characters themselves, like the people they were playing, feel more authentic. I thought that was really cool.
Yeah.
I didn't really hear much music, but I don't think it needed it. I liked the idea of an MMOR or MMO playing like that, being as realistic and as animative and not animated, but like the ability to put your hand on someone's shoulder and the interactions were really, really quite awesome. And I think,
I feel like that's more so like their visualization of what's actually happening.
I agree with that because when you see the main characters, also when they're playing the games, they're very stock and stoic and stuff like that. So I mean, it helped me not see it as being boring, if that makes any sense.
Yeah.
And I personally feel that my wife would love this as well if I ever got her down to sit to watch something like this. So.
All right.
For all those reasons,
7.
I give it a 7.
Okay. I'm gonna go with a 9. Going with
really?
A 9.
Why?
Because I enjoyed it. It was honestly, I enjoyed it a lot enough to be willing to restart it from the entire beginning and rewatch it again. I loved the nuances that they played for it. I like they did have some music. The music wasn't that great for it. It was like kind of I understand like why they did the music the way they did it, but it was just wasn't that great. I feel like it could have been something a little bit better, a little bit more emotional impact for it. But at the same time, I feel like that would have not been really
wouldn't have been as good.
Right. For this style of show, the romance and comedy portion of it was great. I feel like, though, the show was too short, like they cut out a lot, or that there was more to it than what was there.
Yeah, I 100% agree.
But I would be 100% willing to watch it again a couple of times.
You'd be willing to give it another shot?
Yeah, really? Yeah. Easily. It was an enjoyable. I enjoyed it. There weren't any really big surprises for me. I kind of figured out who the characters were before they announced who the characters were, as well as you know, I was able to kind of like put together some of the puzzle pieces for it at the same time. One of the characters that I actually thoroughly enjoyed was Sakurai.
Yeah.
And his friend.
Mm-hmm.
Simply because I saw those interactions kind of like how you and I are a little bit. Not in great detail. Just like a little bit, like kind of having a good time, having fun, just being whatever, and when something stupid happens or something happens, it's just like, yeah, I could totally see one of us doing that.
Yeah.
Yeah, like totally, 100%. So,
yeah, I can definitely see that as well.
So, yeah, that's why I'm going with a 9. So 9 for me, 7 for you. And so next week's choice is a recommendation from the one and only Goose, if I remember correctly.
Oh, okay.
And I just really want to verify.
Okay, really let's verify.
Before I do say anything, because I feel like the Swan Task Force will attack me if I get it wrong.
Swan Force One.
Exactly. Yeah, so it is Goose who recommended it, and it is The Saga of Tanya the Evil, Season 1.
Didn't we already do that?
No, we did not.
Tanya the Evil.
Correct.
I need to look that up, because it sounds very similar to something you and I have spoken about before.
We talked about eventually doing it, but we have not done it.
Yeah, this one's awesome. I mean, I don't know if I've ever seen this before.
Right, I'm sure you haven't. Yeah. You and I both know we've both seen it before. I'm pretty sure everyone knows we have, because we.
Oh, I'm so happy.
So this is it's Goose's recommendation, Saga Tanya the Evil, for next week's choice. Well, that's all the time that we have for today. If you feel like we got something right, something wrong, did it too much justice, not enough justice, feel free to reach out to us. All our contact information is available on our website, featured at animepodcast.com. If you want to listen to the pre and post show that we usually do with each show, patreon.com/featuredanimepodcast, $1 a month will get you access to that bonus content. And if you want to buy the show that we actually talked about, we do have an affiliate link in the show notes for you. It'll take you to Bright Stuff Anime. You use that link, buy anything on there. We do get a little bit of a kickback, so it would be very much appreciated if that's how you choose to support us. Or you can buy yourself some swanky swag at shop.featuredanimepodcast.com. And until next time, I'm Jack.
I'm Rick, and we'll see you next time.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.